Peter made the same mistake that we all make. He was looking up for the Messiah instead of looking down. When Jesus went around the table to wash the feet of his disciples, Peter objected. "What are you doing, Jesus? You're never going to wash my feet." It's like asking the president to scrub the toilets in the White House. It's not only belief, Jesus, it's revolting to think of the Messiah scrubbing the scum between man's toes. And yet he does. He tells Peter, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." You see, if the Messiah is not our servant, he cannot be our Lord. Christ is not the distant deity who merely gazes on us from above. He is the God who joins himself to us. He not only has eyes for the lowly, he shares the humanity of the lowly. The Most High is incarnate as the Most Low. And he washes our feet. The hands that brilliantly painted the cosmos wash feet painted with the filth of dirt and sweat. The one before whom angels bow gets on his knees to labor as a slave. And in so doing, he gives us a humble epiphany, a revelation of who he is. He is the God who makes his glory visible in lowliness and servitude. He's the suffering servant prophesied by the seers of old. He's the God who slaves away washing his disciples' feet. He's the God who gives his cheek to the betraying lips of Judas, who gives his face to the slapping hand of the high priest and to the spit of the Sanhedrin. He's the God who gives his head to the thorns and his feet to the spike and his side to the spear. He is the God who embraces rejection and shame and torture and death. And he does all of this for you. And here's why. Because that's simply who God is. He is the God who is love, and therefore he loves you by giving himself to you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, which is to say that he gives you nothing less than himself. Jesus, greatest at the table, the Almighty Son of Man, laid aside his outer clothing, poured some water in a pan. He is the greatest to become least, that he might make us the least into the recipients of the greatest love that has ever been known. The Most High becomes the Most Low Lord. He joins us in our lowliness that he might exalt us with himself to the place of the Most High.